Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Happy Monday night to you. I hope you had a tremendous weekend. I hope you enjoyed the Pro Bowl. I hope you enjoyed your favorite, not favorite player being traded from the Brooklyn Nets to, I don't know, the Dallas Mavericks. I hope that you enjoyed NFL opening night for the Super Bowl. I just left that place and now I'm here with you. We got a lot to do. We got a lot to talk about. We have a lot to discuss. First of all, this is when I get started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. I'm being joined by super producer and host Dave Shepard, and I'm being joined by you. Yes, you. Everyone listening all over North America. Dave Shepard holding it down in New York City. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona. There's a lot of people here already for the Super Bowl. I don't know how many people were paying attention to the Pro Bowl yesterday in Las Vegas, but we got a lot to discuss. Here's the deal. If you follow me on social media, at JR Sport Brief, yes, that is at JR Sport Brief on all social media platforms, you will already know every single thing that we plan to discuss. If you follow me on social media, you might have already seen some of the photos or stories that I've posted. I literally just left opening night for the NFL. I saw the Eagles. I saw the Chiefs briefly. And I said, damn it, I got to go do a radio show. Let me get the hell up on out of here. And so we'll get into some of the sayings tonight with or from opening night. Nick Sirianni sharing that he has an added chip on his shoulder with Andy Reid taking over and not holding on to him on that Chiefs staff when he got hired. Jalen Hurts was absolutely mobbed. What a shock. What a surprise there. And then I even ran into the most important Eagle. I ran into the Eagles' Eagle. I don't know, does the Eagle, I'm sure he has a name, right?
I wouldn't know. I would just say the Eagle, right?
The Philadelphia Eagles' Eagle.
Okay.
He will slap me tomorrow for forgetting his name, but right now his name doesn't matter. Shep, how was your weekend, man?
It was good, JR. So obviously the big news we know was the trade that took place, and that just took over. I was trying to get to the Super Bowl last night when I was hosting, and nobody wanted to talk about the Super Bowl. All anyone wanted to mention was Kyrie Irving and paint him as the villain.
Well, we'll talk about Kyrie next hour. We'll get to Kyrie. There's a lot of blowback and I guess aftermath now that we know Kyrie Irving is going to be a member of the Dallas Mavericks. There's implications for the Los Angeles Lakers. There are implications for the Brooklyn Nets, obviously. You mentioned Sean Payton. He now has an official job. He was presented today to the media and everyone in Denver as the new head coach of the Broncos, said that Russell Wilson is not going to have his personal quarterback coach in the building. And so I guess Sean Payton is going to attempt to just reconfigure his brain. So this is going to be a busy night. This is going to be an extremely busy week. I'm going to be holding it down here with you in Phoenix, Arizona all week long. We have some cool people that are going to stop by throughout the course of the week. As always, like I said, you can find me online at JR Sport Brief. And here, CBS Sports Radio, we have a phone number. It's very simple. It's 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. for CBS. If you miss a minute, if you miss a second, if you have a phone, a tablet, etc., you can always stay locked in on the free Odyssey app. You can listen on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, SiriusXM Channel 158, as well as a smart speaker if you have one of those machines that you enjoy speaking into. I was actually, and yes, the Kyrie, as you mentioned, Shep, the Kyrie news took over so much yesterday because I was actually watching the Pro Bowl. I was watching a Pro Bowl yesterday, and of course, the phone starts going off and alerts and messages, and everybody is talking about Kyrie. People weren't focused in on the Pro Bowl anymore. And it was interesting, I'd say. I mean, a lot of the players that you heard from while the Pro Bowl was going on with these new additional mini games, it was very unique, to say the least. I started watching the game, and I'm saying, damn it, how many flag football games are they going to play? And then the next thing I know, we got offensive linemen pulling chains. I saw Jalen Ramsey just knock the living hell out of Tyreek Hill. The players were just having fun. Even Eli Manning. Eli Manning was walking around, and he ended up with one of these Gatorade baths. NFC beat the AFC 35-33. Most of the time, the AFC is whooping their behinds when it comes down to these Pro Bowl games, traditional games. But yesterday, we had a combination. I looked down, and I looked up, and I see a long snapper. They played kick-tack-toe. I mean, these long snappers have ridiculous aim, but it was fun to watch. Davante Adams, he has some other things to worry about, namely Aaron Rodgers. Davante Adams was asked about this new Pro Bowl format, and it's what he had to say about flag football.
I think the game was the most fun. It was a little bit more competitive than the tackle games were. I use that phrase very loosely when I'm tackling, but it's cool. It's more good just to get out here and interact with the fans.
Yeah. Ain't nobody out there trying to die. Tyreek Hill actually took issue with Jalen Ramsey just kind of smacking him the hell on out the way. Like, what are we doing here? Eli Manning, who got a Gatorade bath, and Eli Manning looks like a... Shep, is it disrespectful if I say Eli Manning looks like a soccer mom? That's disrespectful, right?
It's disrespectful to soccer moms.
Okay. Now, Eli Manning has looked the same his entire life.
You're not kidding.
He looks like he looks like a soccer mom. He's just the khakis and a polo. He hasn't aged a day. He's always looking silly. And he's one of the greatest Super Bowl champions that we've seen for what he's accomplished. But he looks silly. He actually talked. Did he talk as well, Shep?
He did, yes. In the Eli Manning, gee whiz fashion, yes.
He did. Let's hear what he said.
You can't doubt it. I am the greatest coach of the Mannings. I'm so much better at coaching than Peyton. It's unbelievable. The NFC won. The guys bought in. They played awesome. There's too many good players to name an MVP. The whole NFC gets MVP this year.
Man, you see, that's one thing that you got to appreciate about Eli Manning. He is so awe-shucks. He has such an interesting sense of humor. It's self-deprecating to a certain degree. He's living life. And what does Eli Manning have to worry about? Eli Manning has two Super Bowl championships. He's been a Super Bowl MVP. He beat Tom Brady. He's had a long career. He's one of the Iron Men at the quarterback position that the league has seen, if you want to think about the league's entire history. What is there to not like about life when you're Eli Manning? You just wake up and you have fun. And so even with winning the Pro Bowl yesterday, representing the NFC as the head coach, he's still out here having fun. But I'll tell you this much. I was watching a Pro Bowl, and Kyrie took over. It was cool. If the players appreciate it, and they did look engaged, they were happy. I saw multiple quotes from players that it was nice for the fans to see our faces and not necessarily be behind helmets. And to that regard, yes, congratulations to the NFL. I thought things would be a little bit more goofy, knowing the fact that this was flag football and we had a bunch of players around and this is Vegas. And I thank God, as of right now, we didn't find out about anybody getting punched in the face at a club. So I say, look, if they're going to have it again next year, knock yourselves out. Do it again. I would add another kid element to it. You know, make it more Nickelodeon. Give it a Nickelodeon simulcast like what they already do, and let's keep it moving. And maybe, just maybe next year, they won't be a big NBA player who decides to be traded. And so I was fine with the Pro Bowl. It was kind of what I expected. It's just, it looked weird. There's so many different rules and games, et cetera, going on. But all things considered, I say do it again. Shep, did you enjoy the Pro Bowl?
I mean, it's better than nothing, but I think honestly it's just not the same as the NBA All-Star Game. It's not the same as the MLB All-Star Game. Football is such a violent sport that it's such a different entity when you put it in a flag football format. Devonta Adams can talk it up all he wants. The Mannings can put all their humor and all their wit into this coaching fiasco that was. But to me, no, nothing stood out about it.
Yeah, it was, for what it is, it was okay.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, we know they're not going to beat the living hell out of each other. So, I mean, this was fine. I still, in all honesty, I wouldn't be mad if they scrapped it.
Same.
But they have to do something, I gather. I believe ESPN says, man, y'all owe us a Pro Bowl. You better do something. If ESPN wanted them to hold the game, then they would. But everybody knows the game has been complete trash. It's been garbage. And then, I mean, we had Tyler Huntley out there yesterday.
Who? Sorry. I said
you're
going to
upset. You're going to upset Ravens fans who are already upset that Lamar might be gone.
Hey, listen, I'd rather see Trent Dilfer in the Pro Bowl than Tyler Huntley. Let's be real.
You know what, Shep? No, wait a minute. That might actually be an idea.
I think it would. You know where I'm going with this, right?
Why don't they take I don't know. Is Trent Dilfer a legend?
In Baltimore circles and maybe Seattle circles, he is.
Trent Dilfer has name value. Okay,
yes.
Fine. Yeah, he's a legend in certain places. Depends on which area code or zip code that you're in. They should take legends, and let's see what some of these guys still got. Wouldn't
Agreed.
That be fun?
Agreed. I would love to see Jerry Rice, you know, run a fade pattern. I'd love to see LT. Believe it or not, I know he's way past his. Okay, all right.
Wait, Lawrence Taylor?
So, okay, we'll go Ray Lewis. That's more modern, right?
Look, I don't think you want. They had this thing in Vegas yesterday. Do you want Lawrence Taylor in Vegas?
No, but JR, but it also, like, if you had guys like Daryl Green, who was outrunning every single, and at the time, I could say it, at the time it was called the Washington Redskins. We don't call it that anymore, but at the time it was. He was the fastest guy at 40 years old on that roster. Deion Sanders, when he was healthy 5 years ago, in terms of his ability to move and be mobile, he could outrun anybody.
He said that, man, Deion Sanders has three toes on one foot.
Oh, no, I understand that. But 5 years ago, he could outrun 99.9% of the population still. I would love to see those guys that still remain in tip-top shape play, like to see Jim Brown in 1990,
what?
Knowing that he retired
in
1964.
Okay.
But I loved, like, there was always that conversation about Will Chamberlain. People said he could play until his 50s. We know he died of heart disease in the early 60s. But people still believe that professional teams were willing to offer him contracts in his 50s. I'd love to see the legends that are retired 10, 15, 20 years and see what they still got. JR.
We got to mix them up with some of the young guys.
Yes.
Jerry Rice ain't running nowhere.
I don't,
even today, Jerry, what has he got? One pass in him?
You know who I'd love to see out there?
Terrell Owens.
Yep.
Well, he's the only one, and he's not old.
Well, he's old in football terms.
Yeah, but there's a big difference between Terrell Owens and Jerry Rice.
Yes, that's true.
Jerry Rice ain't running nowhere. You know, get some of the guys, you know, throw T.O. out there. Make it fun. People would tune in to see that. Give you a T.O., give you a Randy Moss. I think it'd be fun. It'd be better than... Oh, Devontae Adams and Tyreek Hill. Oh, we seeing him run around without pads on. It was more out of curiosity. If they do it again next year, then God bless them. But I would have a full expectation, unless they add additional games or unless they put a different spin on all of this, that maybe the viewership will actually decline. It's one thing to say, oh, let's have an all-star game and let's go ahead and slap Snoop Dogg on the All-Star game. Let's put that guy who dates everybody. What's the guy from SNL? What's his name?
Pete Davidson.
Yeah, let's put Pete Davidson on the Pro Bowl. And let's throw Eli and Peyton out there, and people are supposed to love it. It was cool out of curiosity. I would love to have seen more, like, test of strength games and speed. I did see Myles Garrett ended up, I think, dislocating a toe. I mean, some of these things are just bound to happen. It doesn't matter what's going on. But it was okay. I wouldn't mind it. But, I mean, they had a low bar to start with based on the garbage that we've seen over the past several years. Just absolute trash. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Zach is here from Michigan. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Zach?
What's going on, JR?
How are you?
Good. So, all right, I was going to disagree with you because you were saying it was all right and whatnot, but I get what you're saying now. I understand. I thought it was the coolest Pro Bowl that we've seen in about 10 years. Now, I didn't watch it on TV. I watched the YouTube videos. I did watch the flag football game on TV. I thought it was cool. I liked watching all of the skill games, the kicking, the drive challenge, all of the games. It was awesome watching those guys compete. It was way better than the flag football game was way better than the previous Pro Bowl games. It was cool to see all the guys out there. And it shows kids, I think it shows kids and parents that flag football is a fun alternative for football. If they don't want their kid to get hurt and stuff like that, they can still show their skills.
Genius. That's a good idea, the marketing element of it, especially when the NFL is trying to attract young minds. That is an excellent comment by you. If there was anything that you would adjust about the Pro Bowl and what took place yesterday, what would you do, if anything?
Oh, man, I don't know, because I thought that the quarterback switching and all the players switching and having in, like, you know, one quarterback a drive or two drives for a quarterback, I just liked it. I don't know. I don't think I would change anything. Maybe add, like you just said a couple minutes ago, add a couple more skill games. I guess that would probably be my critique.
Okay. Well, thank you so much, Zach, for calling from Michigan. Let's go ahead and go to Kentucky, and let's talk to Chuck. Chuck, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, Jay, I was going to say, don't forget about my man Ocho Cinco in that position of the outside game.
Oh, if you were to put recently retired individuals as participants?
Yeah, I think he still has value. I think, you know, if you want to bring fans to the game and get some excitement, I like to see Ocho go up against some of your recent retired cornerbacks.
Okay. No, that would be reasonable. No, that's excellent. He looks to be in excellent shape. I know Chad Ochocinco Johnson, he's been in the media quite a bit over the past several months about how frugal he has been throughout the course of his career. But I also know that this man talks about how he has, McDonald's and so I don't know how fast he's going to move, but he certainly looks like it, Chuck. I appreciate you, man.
All right, thank you, JR.
No doubt about it. No, that's a good point. And, Shep, now that I think about it a little bit more, the NBA actually does similar on, like, Saturday night, or they used to.
They
used to pair up some of the legends and a WNBA player, an active player, and they would have, like, a shooting contest, knockout.
Yeah, it'd be like a WNBA star, an NBA star, and then an NBA legend. And then they kind of do that in a little bit different method with the celebrity all-star game, where they have basically it's just D-list celebrities and then former NBA players.
Who?
When they do the celebrity game?
Which league are you referring to?
Oh, the NBA.
Oh, no. I'm not talking about the celebrity game.
Right, but that's honestly how they showcase their former great players is in that celebrity game where they have NBA players.
That's on a Friday night.
Correct.
And they mix it up with the celebrities. And then on Saturday, they used to have like a legit shoot-around. They used to have the legends from the Rockets and the legends from the Knicks. And
correct.
It would be an active player, and they would mix them up and more, not necessarily of a game, but like a shooting competition. And so the NFL can do something like that. You just take some of the Bengals legends and slap them up there against some of the Steelers legends and let these guys have fun. I want to give the NFL credit for switching things up, not shoveling the fans garbage. It's for what it was. It was fine. And I wouldn't be opposed if they brought it back with maybe this addition of sliding in a few legends here or there. I think that would be pretty cool. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We are just getting started. The phone lines are open, 855-212-4CBS. What are your thoughts on the Pro Bowl? Did you watch? Did you turn it off? Was it absolute crap? And yes, we're going to talk about the gentleman that was traded in the NBA during the Pro Bowl. For some reason, he has garnered a lot of attention. I think his name is Kyrie. We got a lot to do. I want to talk to you about my experience here at Super Bowl opening night. We're just getting warmed up. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. JR wants to hear from you. Call him now at 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227.
The other interesting thing about the Pro Bowl on Sunday was the fact that Derek Carr was still running around representing the Raiders. This is like the worst kept secret that this man is going to move on, whether he's traded, whether he's cut. We learned over the weekend, or at least, a little over the weekend, that he is not willing to cooperate with the Raiders to extend the deadline, that they're going to have to trade or they're going to have to cut him. Otherwise, they're gonna owe him some bread. They're going to owe him some cash. And so he's been pretty funny about it over the past week or so since he was back in action and available to the media. And he's just been real chill. And what is he supposed to do? You know, he's making jokes about, if I was this hot, playing in this stupid Pro Bowl, then maybe I would still be here. It's like, oh, he got a sense of humor, which is pretty cool. And so we'll see what team ends up with Derek Carr. We know his time in Las Vegas is pretty much done as a Raider. Someone who he used to work with, punter A.J. Cole, he talked about the impact that Derek Carr had on the Raiders. Listen to this.
Done for this organization, for this franchise, and for the two cities of Oakland and Las Vegas. I hope it's not lost on people. And I hope people understand the incredible leader and teammate he's been over the years and just the constant that he's been for this organization. I'm not sure how many people besides Derek and the equipment managers have been here for the last 9 years. He's given those two cities and this franchise everything he has, and I'm excited to see what the future has in store for him. And I know he's going to be successful and awesome wherever he is. And whichever team ends up with him next year starting a quarterback, they're going to be lucky to have him.
How sweet. He should give Derek Carr a gold watch on his way out the door. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andy is here from Arkansas. You're on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for taking my call, man.
Sure,
hey, can I make a real quick observation and then put something in about the Pro Bowl? First of all, love your voice. There's something about it. I'll be upset. I don't know what it is. Ticked off about something in sports, and within 30 seconds, you've got me talked down, and I start seeing things in a different way. With that said, how about on the Pro Bowl? You take some of those legends you were talking about,
yeah,
and put a helmet on them. Don't let the fans know who it is.
Wow.
And then have it to be sort of an interactive thing where fans can call in or tweet or whatever, and guess who that player is or something like that, and just make it more of a, to where we can all get in on it and wonder who that is. Is that Gronk or is that
Well,
I don't know.
What would we do? Put visors on the front of their helmets to disguise
them?
Yeah,
sure.
Okay,
yeah.
I mean,
almost like a Masked Singer, if you think about it.
Okay.
Get the fans voting. Who is this? Who is this dude?
I think most of us would know. Are you watching a football? I think we know body language and mannerisms. If I see Rob Gronkowski running down the middle, unless he has aged ridiculously, I'm going to know it's him.
That's a good point. That's
but
good
one
point.
Element.
All right, brother. Hey,
yes.
Thank you for everything, man. We appreciate your show. I'm at work right now, and
right.
This is what we listen to, man. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Andy. I appreciate you from Arkansas. There is no show without you. Whether you listen to me and you agree with me or disagree with me, that's fine. I'm just trying to have fun. That's it. And a matter of fact, I mentioned Derek Carr. I want to play that self-deferential joke for you momentarily. There is a league out right now. Fan-controlled football. They're starting fan-controlled basketball. And so maybe that's something that they get into an all-star game a little bit more interactive. Maybe the fans select the teams, although that sounds like a terrible idea. Maybe the fans select the plays. That also sounds like a terrible idea. But maybe they could find something that the fans could be involved with. Now that I think about it out loud, everything I just said is probably a terrible idea. Just look at all-star game selection in the first place. Derek Carr making fun of himself. This is what he had to say.
By himself. Listen, Derek, you've thrown touchdown passes in Vegas before. You've been on fire. Have you ever been that hot in Las Vegas?
Not that hot. It's probably why I'm going somewhere else.
Yeah, ooh, whoa. Well, that cute little joke. That was obviously Ryan Clark from ESPN having that discussion with Derek Carr. And what's Derek Carr going to do? He can either laugh or cry. It's time to move on. And we've seen him cry. We don't need no more of that. Sage is calling from Alabama. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. I'm really excited to be here, though.
I'm excited to have you. What's up?
I just wanted to talk about that interview that you just played. Derek Carr, I think he really deserves a lot more respect. That interview didn't really give him the respect that he deserves. In my opinion, he's not an elite quarterback. He's not at all your Tom Brady, Aaron Rodgers, but
sure,
he's always been great. And I think that any team that he goes to, he's going to make an instant impact and probably lead him to the playoffs.
What was this? Well, I disagree with you on him being great. I think he's good. He's been a Pro Bowl QB because he's good. He is kind of hinged on the line of being good or very good. But the problem is there's some inconsistencies there. What did you take offense to in regards to the interview?
Just the fact that they didn't recognize that he's been a starting quarterback and put up good wins, good numbers for a really decent amount of time. And they just kind of looked over that and just looked at what's been going on this season and their struggles with that.
Well, what are they going to – it's just an interview at the Pro Bowl. They're not going to give a whole career retrospective about what he's done. Like, everybody knows who and what he's done, and it's more so about what he's doing now. And the Pro Bowl is fun. It's like, here he is, another Pro Bowler, and, hey, man, you just hit every target on the passing drill. Like, how have you been that hot? And he had a little jokey joke about it. So I think that's cool. Don't worry about it, Sage. There are worse things, okay?
All right.
Okay,
I'll listen to you.
Oh, thank you, Sage, for calling. Sage is like, man, they disrespecting Derek Carr. Did you hear Derek Carr's joking about his own disrespect? He doesn't care. The hell does he care? He don't care. 855-212-4CBS. Eric is calling from Baltimore. What's up, Eric?
Hey, what's going on, man? How you feel?
I feel excellent.
That's what's up. No, so I was calling. I just had to I wanted to talk about the Pro Bowl a little bit.
Okay.
So I didn't get a chance to see it because I had to work, so I missed it out this year. But I've been saying this for some years now. Do you remember, now I'm dating myself, but do you remember the MTV with the Rock and Jock?
I remember Rock and Jock, yes.
So I was saying that I've been saying this for years, though. They should actually try to implement some of what they used to do. Like you were saying, you said earlier with like incorporating celebrities with it. Even if they did something with, remember how they used to do like the basketball when they would certain points from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so you would get certain points if you shoot from this spot. So they should do something like that if they can score a touchdown. You catch a pass in this spot of the end zone, then you get 14 points or something. You know what I mean?
I think what we saw yesterday was a good start towards that. They went away from the game. The NFL is never, quote-unquote, just going to just turn the switch automatically and just turn into something completely different. And so I think this year and what we saw was an introduction. We very well might be moving toward that. You know, right before we went to break, I said that maybe they could implement a little bit more quote-unquote Nickelodeon-isms into the Pro Bowl. The fact is, the NFL consulted with the producers of American Ninja Warrior, and so they're moving in that direction. It wouldn't surprise me if we saw some of those tweaks moving forward. Thank you so much, Erica, for calling from Baltimore. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ironically, since we're talking about legends, we had a legend announce his retirement in the NFL today. His name is A.J. Green. We're going to talk about A.J. when we come back. I'm going to get to more of your calls. And then, yes, we will talk about the man who interrupted the Pro Bowl with his trade from Brooklyn to Dallas. We'll talk about Kyrie Irving.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, man, this is going to be cliche as a mug, but long time listener, first time caller, man, and I appreciate your show big time. You have so much insight. I just want to give you props on that.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk about Kyrie Irving at the top of the hour, so you don't have to wait too much longer. I'm going to give you my thoughts on his exit from Brooklyn and exactly what the hell he can do in Dallas with Luka Doncic. I'll share that with you at the top of the hour. We've been talking about the Pro Bowl. I'm here in Phoenix, Arizona for the Super Bowl, and I did have a chance to watch part of the Pro Bowl, almost all of it in the background, before the Kyrie news pretty much took everything over. I was fine with it. And we even had a suggestion here this hour that maybe the Pro Bowl would be better if, you know, now they added a couple of legends into some of the mini games. It's one thing to have Eli Manning and Peyton Manning coach and say, here's Snoop Dogg. Throw some recent legends out there. One of our callers said Chad Ochocinco Johnson, Rob Gronkowski. Shep had mentioned Terrell Owens. And then speaking of all of these legends, I know the Bengals aren't necessarily a team you would associate with legendary players, but one of their legends retired today. At 34 years old, A.J. Green is done here in the NFL. Shout-outs to the former Georgia Bulldog. A.J. Green was a 7-time Pro Bowler. He basically took over the mantle pretty much after Chad Ochocinco was done with his time in Cincinnati. He was selected number 4 overall in 2011. Catching on the receiving end of those passes from Andy Dalton. He is basically number 2 in yards and touchdowns behind Chad Ochocinco Johnson. And so A.J. Green decided to post a message on his Instagram earlier today basically saying, thank you. I've never been a man of many words. He said, I'll keep it short. Thank you to all who supported Georgia Bengals, Arizona Cardinals. Be blessed. Love y'all. The next chapter begins. And so there you have it. A.J. Green is done, and he is 1,000,000,000% correct. That man ain't never say nothing. A.J. Green never uttered a word. He just went out there and he balled out. Unfortunately, he tore some ligaments in his ankle right before 2019, missed the entire season, and that was pretty much all she wrote. He was able to contribute a little bit, not this past season, but the year before with the Arizona Cardinals, 2 seasons with them. But he was never the same player. And so now at least he has a chance and an opportunity to go out on his own terms, which isn't always easy for an athlete of his caliber. And if there's one moment I remember, he wasn't chatting, he wasn't yapping. You know, Jalen Ramsey wanted to get pretty aggressive with him when he was still on the Jaguars. I remember A.J. Green grabbing Jalen Ramsey, putting him in a chokehold like a sleeper, slamming him to the ground and proceeding to try to punch him out. I don't know if he was trying to punch into his visor or punch him in the neck. I was like, damn, A.J. Green, yeah, punch that man. Jalen Ramsey never knows when to shut up. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's get to some of your calls before we smooth or move on over into this Kyrie Irving fellow. Truck is calling from Baltimore. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Truck?
Hey, how's it going, bub?
It's going very well.
All right, first, I know I said I want to talk about Lamar, but I want to mix that. I want to get your feeling on the Orioles this year.
You want to ask?
Give them a little bit of national love. Yeah, like trying to give them a little bit of national love. I mean, we don't hear about Lamar, though. So.
Right.
But then I had something about the Pro Bowl.
I have to be completely honest with you. My brain is not thinking about the Orioles.
Yeah.
It has not thought about the Orioles outside of Trey Mancini leaving. When the Orioles actually go back to the postseason, I'll have some interest in them.
Well, it's been 2016, so hopefully this is our year. We almost did it last year, and you don't know how happy that made the city. Just
yeah, almost doesn't count. I mean, I can think about plenty of teams all over just professional sports here who are close to almost. So for instance, this is an active sport. I know the Orioles and everybody else is pretty much getting ready to report for spring training. I got people who called me about the Sacramento Kings, and that's good. That's great. I'm happy that they're playing well. I'm happy that they have an all-star. I believe that De'Aaron Fox will get inserted to be another all-star. But the fact is, how much time am I going to dedicate to them outside of saying, hey, they're good. They're almost there. This is where I think they could go unless they're there. They're not there yet.
Oh, no, I hear you. Well, as an Orioles fan, I'll take that for now. But on to my Pro Bowl thing, they should do what I've even given it a name. Call it the Legends versus the Loyals. And they have retired legends do little mini skill games against, you know, who, whatever a team picks their most loyal fan, have like a little contest for it.
Yeah, some of these guys, I think we have a limited space when it comes down to legends who can actually move. You know, it's a tricky space. These dudes, once you start or you stop getting a snot beat out of you, unless you're Rob Gronkowski or Terrell Owens, and it's a little bit more tougher, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it would be to each, you know, who they could find to do it. But, I mean, they don't have to have the super older ones. They can have, like the one guy was saying, Chad Ocosingo, you know, Eli Manning, you know, any of them. You know what I mean? Just doing little skill tests. That brings the fans into a little bit more actively on the screen. You know what I mean?
Nope, absolutely. And I believe some of those, quote-unquote, older dudes who just stepped out of the game, they would participate. Thank you, Truck, for calling from Baltimore.
Yeah.
Man, if I talk about the Orioles. Hey, Shep, how many times do you think we'll talk about the Orioles this year?
Well, the answer is none. I think he did it a lot more justice than it deserved. Do you know how many playoff series they've won in the last 25 years?
Oh, my God. We have to go back to, you said 25
years? 25 years. So we're talking the Anderson days, the Rifkin days, the Surhoff days, the Surhoff, VJ Surhoff days, yeah.
1996?
So they've won.
One.
So exactly. So they make the Sacramento Kings look like the New York Yankees combined with the Los Angeles Dodgers.
And the Kings are pushing what now? 18 years?
Last time 18? Was oh man, I should know this. I think it was 06 was the last time the Kings made the
playoffs.
And
what year are we in? We in 23?
Right. And the reason I know that is because that was the Ron Artest year when he played for them.
Right. And he wore what, number 97 or some crap like that?
Yeah, he's interchanneling as Dennis Rodman.
Yeah. Look, if we talk about the Baltimore Orioles in any type of extended way, consider that to be a miracle, okay?
It's the 10th team that Buck Showalter won Manager of the Year with.
Well, let's talk about, what else can we talk? Let's talk, you want to talk about the Pirates?
Hey, man, we are family. That one of the greatest World Series teams, 1979. But that's all, but when we think about the Pirates, we think about Cutch returning, and what else?
It's,
we think of Barry Bonds' early days. We don't think of much else with the Pirates. Exactly. They have a rich history, but what have you done for me lately? They haven't done a whole lot.
You know what? Let's talk about the Expos while we're at it, right?
Well, listen, Vlad Guerrero should have been a first ballot Hall of Famer. Let's be honest.
Well, let's talk about the – I'm talking about teams that are irrelevant. Don't tell me about the legends.
Gotcha.
The Expos.
But when I think of Expos, the only thing I think of is Vlad Guerrero.
Yeah, well, let's talk about the Expos. Yeah,
maybe,
why not?
Maybe a
They've
young –
They've been irrelevant. They don't exist.
Yeah, a young Pedro. A young Pedro, too. I can't gloss over that.
Yeah, well, let's go back 25 years for that. More now. Almost more. Almost yeah. 30 years.
Yeah, he's at the Red Sox 25 years ago.
What other defunct? Let's talk about the Seattle Supersonics. Let's talk about all the defunct teams. Oh, now, I'm not putting the Baltimore Orioles in that category for all of my my friends in Baltimore.
Might as well.
But the fact is, just let's slow down. Like, I don't want to fall asleep myself here. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Andre is here from Vegas. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's up, Jay? Man, let me talk about my Oreos, man. I'm down on Oreos, man. But look, I just want to tell you this. I got something cool for the Pro Bowl League. How about putting the lingerie back up in there? I don't mind seeing some females running around getting tackled and bent over.
Andre, your phone stinks. I got you. You want to see scantily clad women. Okay. That did exist at some point in time. I don't know if the NFL wants to open up that rabbit hole. Now, help me out. What does that have to do with the Pro Bowl now? The scantily clad women come in where? What?
It has nothing to do with the Pro Bowl. And we love Andre. He usually has a better phone than that.
Does he?
He does, yeah.
I don't know.
But that's just an excuse for men to see women in a compromising position. That's all that was. It has nothing to do with the Pro Bowl.
What would we do? Pair the lingerie ladies up with the NFL players?
The NFL has had some public perception battles when it comes to how they have viewed and dealt with females. I think that's the last thing they should be doing.
Just throwing a – hey, you know, the NFL has had plenty of time and opportunity to partner up with the Lingerie Football League. I don't even know. Does that still exist?
I hope not.
I feel I might have heard someone talking about that a couple of days ago. Lingerie Football League. I'm like, who the hell is thinking about that?
Who's talking about that? Howard Stern?
I don't know. I feel like I was in the vicinity of other human beings. They weren't talking to me.
Gotcha.
But I overheard them. I'm like, Lingerie Football League.
I mean, there's going to be an audience for that, unfortunately. But I don't think that's what the NFL strives for these days.
Well, Shep, I hate to tell you, there's an audience for everything.
That's true.
There's something. Everybody got a boat, and everybody got a few things that'll go ahead and float it.
Yes.
It's just what it is.
I like that quote, by the way.
Whatever floats your boat?
Yeah, the one you did before that, but yes.
I don't know what you're talking about anymore. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We out here floating all the boats. Well, there's no boats here in Phoenix because I'm in the desert. We're going to talk about Kyrie on the other side here on CBS Sports Radio, the JR Sport Brief Show.
Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today. Goalie gummies get you so close to your goals, you can actually taste them. The trick? Simply start with bite-sized steps, like Goalie's apple cider vinegar gummies with added B vitamins for daily health, or Goalie ashwagandha gummies to help you relax, restore, and unwind. Mmm, tastes like wellness just got a whole lot better. And when goals taste this good, it's easy to achieve them. Goalie, taste your goals. Learn more at goalie.com today.